and I will be talking about the benefits of addressing the causes of climate change, and this is the mitigation of greenhouse gases, reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So I'd like to just start off and echo something that Anne Marie mentioned. She talked about the causes and effect of climate, and one of the causes of climate is the greenhouse gases that are emitted into our atmosphere. And so mitigation is really just reducing these greenhouse gases. And you can see that there are several different types, and the primary gas.
Sorry, Neil, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm not seeing your slides.
Oh, you're not. Okay, thank you. Would you like to pass control over?
I have.
And the next best thing to do is maybe for you to show the slides.
Okay. Sure.
And I apologize to everyone. But as I was saying, mitigation is really addressing the cause, the emissions themselves, and we try to focus on reducing these emissions when we talk about climate mitigation. So moving on to the benefits slide, I would just like to, you know, reiterate one of the things that Anne Marie said, that tribes are not the key contributors of greenhouse gases, and oftentimes it may not seem worth investing in reducing emissions. But one of the things that is not often thought when it comes to reducing greenhouse gas emissions is what some of those additional benefits are from investing in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And, you know, when we were asking the poll question about the top two priorities for tribes, economic development was on the list. But, you know, that directly connects to some of the benefits of reducing your greenhouse gas emissions. For example, if you were trying to reduce energy use, there would be an opportunity to save money from the energy that you're not using. And that would be an additional benefit of reducing your greenhouse gas emissions in the energy efficiency sector. There's also the opportunity to use renewable energy sources, which helps stabilize energy prices for you because you are developing and producing your own energy. So the main message to the folks, the listeners out there, is that by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, you have the opportunity to achieve additional benefits such as improving your air quality, having energy security and reliability when you're producing your own energy, saving money, and also improving health and the quality of life. And health was number three on the list of tribal priorities. So there is an opportunity to tie those tribal priorities to reducing greenhouse gases. Next slide, please. One of the questions that comes up then is, how can I reduce greenhouse gases? And here on the slide, you see a list of different planning steps that you can pursue to reduce greenhouse gases. Now, I want to go back to something Anne Marie laid out for us, and that is the approach that tribes can take when trying to reduce greenhouse gases. There is definitely the integrated approach, which means including climate and climate mitigation in all of your planning efforts across various tribal departments for priority issues. And then there's also the approach of addressing a specific issue and going through these steps in a systematic way so you can develop a specific program to reduce greenhouse gases. And both of these steps can be part of either one of those processes. Main point I want to make about this slide is that these different steps can be applied in different ways for different priorities. So, for example, you might want to start off with finding funding and then set goals and select the type of program that you want to do. Other folks might already have a project in mind, and then they'll pursue different steps. So you can start with any one of these steps when you're starting to think about either taking an integrated approach to reducing greenhouse gas emissions or a project-specific approach. And on the next slide, you'll see different strategies that can be used to reduce greenhouse gases. There's energy efficiency and green building, which can lead to energy savings in tribally owned buildings, in residential homes, and on manufacturing sites. And if those are owned by the tribe, there's a direct benefit in terms of cost savings. Another category of strategies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions is alternative energy, and there's different types of alternative energy and different levels. For example, solar, you can use passive solar heaters at homes. Wind can be localized on a small scale or on a large scale. And other strategies which are tied to natural resources would be solid waste and materials diversion, which we're going to hear from Gila River about today, and then also the way water is treated and transferred on tribal lands, and lastly, the land use and transportation sector, which provides opportunities to increase land cover, to change land cover, for example, increase forested lands, and also change transportation patterns to reduce movement, vehicle movement on tribal lands. And each one of these has to be applied in a way that best suits the tribe's circumstances, because there is so much variation amongst tribes. Next slide, please. We have some key resources that would be useful. And as I wrap up my conversation on the cause and what we also call mitigation, I'd like to open it up to a poll question that focuses on one of our key areas that we encourage tribes to invest in, and that is energy efficiency or renewable energy. And so the question on your screen now says, what is your level of experience or familiarity with energy efficiency or renewable energy? And if you could take a moment to wrap up your response. If you could show the response, please. And it looks like the level of experience really comes down to having considered it, but not taking action due to lack of resources. And I think what we'll hear from Kathy Lynn and Garrett Vogesser, I think, will help in thinking about how to get the right resources and find the right partners to move forward. And I'm hoping that the stories we hear from Tracy and Sky and Jeff will help us think about ways to creatively use resources to move programs forward so we can actually get them in place. So thank you for your responses. I'd like to now introduce